You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We have the Open Championship in Northern Ireland on our TVs. Derek, I will tell you, I debated, not hard, but there was a slight debate of staying up for the first tee time. It quickly went away.
What time was that at?
It was like at 1:10 in the morning.
Yeah, no.
I was like, I have to be up early. Oh. By the way, we just saw a chip from Scotty Scheffler that
missed the
inches from going in.
Maybe just like two.
Maybe.
It might have been like right next to it.
His comments the other day with the media. I talked a little bit about him last night in the nightcap. I'm enjoying this era that we have of sports where athletes are far more open and honest. I pushed back a little bit on guys like Nikola Jokic at the time when he won the NBA title with Denver and kind of almost seemed annoyed that he had to do like any media and any celebrations for the title. Like he truly just wanted to go back home to his horses. Mm-hmm. And I gave him a little crap about it. But the longer we've gone on, I've really enjoyed like the difference in athlete. You have your insane competitiveness where – you win a championship, and your first thought after celebrating is, all right, when's the next one?
Right.
We got to get back to work. But then I also do appreciate the guys who, like Scotty, maybe a bit too aggressive when he says, like, I don't really want to be an inspiration to the young generation, that kind of stuff. But, like, talks about legacy, and he's like, it doesn't really mean anything. A part of me, you know, I almost wanted to push back on it, but I got there last night where 50, 60 years from now, he may not be that far off on his take of like how much will legacy actually matter.
It also kind of tells you how different people are.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people that do care about what their legacy is, what their impact is on society, being remembered.
Mm-hmm.
That requires a lot of ego. So what that does for me with Scotty Scheffler is it says he's not an ego-driven player.
I think he gives off the vibe of, I do this because I'm good and I do enjoy it.
And that's the thing, is that there are some people that do it like that. There are people like that that are hardwired in a way where it's not ego. It's not about having to be the best. Mm-hmm. It is knowing that you are good, you are enjoying yourself, or maybe it's that you know that you're good, you're not enjoying yourself, but you also know that this is your skill set.
Well, how often do we hear that in like every sport come draft time? Does he really like blank sport?
Does he love the game?
Or is it just a job to him? We hear that all the time.
You brought up Jokic.
Yeah.
Jokic is really good at this. He doesn't seem to enjoy himself at all.
Yeah, he seems to... the 82-game season and how long the playoffs are, I think honestly kill him inside. Because he is an intense player. I mean, that OKC series, he is basically willing Denver to be in it. But yeah, by the end, he's kind of like, I'm so done. I am shot. I'm ready to go home.
But also, it's very relatable in a sense. Who's really good at a job and hates it? Somebody you know.
Almost definitely.
Not even almost definitely. You know somebody who is working their job because they are good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. They hate the coworkers.
Their boss sucks, but they're good
at their
job. The
boss's cheeks. And you just know, like, this is the paycheck, and I'm going to do what I really love outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be family or interests or hobbies of that sort. Like, I do what I do. Gnash my teeth together.
Mm-hmm.
And then get home and enjoy myself. This is strictly for being able to survive, and I make money to do it. And I'm good at it, so I'm going to stay doing it. You know somebody in your life that is like this. Somebody. Because all the time you'll get the questions from family. Why do you do this? Why are you still there? You should go leave. Mm-hmm. No, I'm good at this.
They pay me a lot of money.
They pay me money because I'm good at this and I hate it.
My benefits are great. I'm not going to get a better offer. And yeah, so like you look at guys.
I can take care of myself and others. Like,
yeah, you look at guys like in golf, like Scotty's number one in the world. He's one of the biggest names. Like, he's getting paid a lot. He is setting up his family for success. That's why he keeps doing it. But even other guys, Xander Schauffele right now, like we're getting a look at him. He joked, he doesn't know where his Olympic gold medal is. He doesn't know where it is. Now there are other athletes. That is blasphemous.
Yeah.
And even to some fans, the idea of that is insane.
To me, that's blasphemous. Like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah. Now, I think golf especially maybe gets this stigma. Golf, for a lot of people, is that leisure activity that they do when they leave the job they don't like.
Correct.
And so to hear somebody like Scotty, where you're paid to play a game, it can come off a little, I think, just weird and maybe tone deaf. But the way I look at it, too, and really it's with every athlete, it's not a game to them, though. They are doing strength and conditioning coaches.
It is their job.
It is their job. He is getting up at 5 in the morning to go to the course to work on things. And sometimes things don't work, so all of a sudden now he's frustrated. And when you are a guy like Scotty, and this is any athlete at the high end of their game, you breathe wrong, and you're criticized for it. You know, Scotty Scheffler, Brian Koziel brought this up yesterday. Mm-hmm. Scotty Scheffler could finish 6th in the tournament and think he had a great weekend. Did awesome. But we'll all sit here and go, Scotty Scheffler didn't finish in the top 3. He didn't win. I mean, this is a failure. And that can grate on somebody.
Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
Connor McDavid doesn't have 2 points per game.
Yeah.
What went wrong?
Yeah, what went wrong?
Is he in a slump? Like, the measurement that you hold the highest of athletes at is also why that money is there. It is money that we will never fathom. It is because you are the center of attention. Whether you want to be or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to deal with it. You have to talk to the media. You have to talk to people all the time.
And you kind of can't be in a bad mood after a bad finish or people judge you.
Yes. You can't have the normal emotions that a human being has after a loss or you are judged for it. Cam Newton, upset, makes what everyone calls the quote-unquote business decision in that Super Bowl. Eventually, he has enough.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And he leaves. Everyone, it's one of the funniest, ways a person has left a presser before, but, LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a question, doesn't like it, grabs
gone.
His... grabs
his bag and he's
grabs
gone.
His bag and he's out of there. it's still one of the funniest, images. But again, you get judged for that, though. I think it's funny. Tons of people in that media pool were probably like, how dare he?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the opinion that people within the media will then tell people on how to think of this, what to think of this. I may consider myself a relative nobody in the grand scheme of things, but I do know that my voice carries.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say something, it could be irresponsibly laid out into the masses. And I could think nothing of it. And that's why you want to make sure that what you're saying is what you're saying. Why I want to be real, for example. But the media paints a picture about an athlete as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you don't have in the 9-to-5 for a lot of people? That.
You ultimately have your core group and that's about it.
You have a core group and people that you within your work that think if you... in a certain light, and whether that's fair or not fair is a topic for another day. But players do have other people telling everybody what to think about them. If I hear Scottie Scheffler saying, I'm not worried about being remembered in 50 years, I understand. Sports are still, at the end of the day, played by human beings. There are human emotions to everything.
I think he's just also right. One athlete I can think of who has passed on, who's not alive anymore, and is still revered and known throughout the sports world forever. Babe Ruth, who played at a time no one remembers that is mm-hmm. alive right now. And yet, doesn't matter. He is still in those conversations as the greatest baseball player of all time. You have other Jackie Robinson in that same sport mm-hmm. is alive, but for also very different reasons. And it's also later on in lives where there are still some people out there. The numbers is less and less, but who watched him? Babe Ruth. No one alive watched him play,
right?
And they can remember it. And yet he is still revered. And so I think when Scottie does say that, though, I think he's just right. We all get to a point where that great player is forgotten. Basketball. How many GOATs, honestly, have we gone through in a 70-year period? 4 or 5?
And that's basketball media has gotten to...
Only recently, though. Only recently.
I know.
But you can go. Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, LeBron James. And, now it's a little bit different, but that's just one sport. Joe Montana doesn't even get to totally enjoy his retirement as I'm the greatest quarterback of all time before Brady comes on the scene. And even then, even if you don't love him, Peyton probably has a lot of people's votes.
And then you had someone who started his career on a more aggressive follow-up than Brady.
In Mahomes.
Mahomes was on an incredible beginning to his career of just going to Super Bowls and winning them. And you're like, oh, great. So here we are. The baton was immediately passed. We don't get a cool down period here.
And then in 30, 40 years, we'll have very few people that have ever watched Montana play for the 49ers. 49ers fans will still love him and revere him, but nationally, he'll become somewhat forgotten, if not completely forgotten.
And that's something where, like, what Scheffler says makes a lot of sense. Recency bias really does take a lot of conversations away.
Mm-hmm.
Will Scheffler ultimately be remembered? I don't really worry about that. If he's not going to worry about it,
I think he probably sits there and goes, well, if I don't touch Tiger's major totals, probably not. Probably won't be. I'll just be really good for my era, and then everyone forgets about me in 20 years.
And that is something that some people can be comfortable with. Good for him. That's ultimately what I'd say. Good for you. I really like that.
I like how open and honest he is about it. It's different, and I've liked that about...
It's jarring.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, some things that he says might, you know, rub people the wrong way. Again, everybody's wired differently, and that's just more of an example of that, where Scheffler is willing to admit those sorts of things. Like, be open and vulnerable about it.
Yeah.
And then in hockey, you get the same robot answers.
Well, hockey's going to be one that in... I think hockey, though, might be one of those other sports that in 50 please. Years, Gretzky is still going to be talked about in that same reverence. I think he will be.
Please fix my favorite sport.
Yeah, they don't want to be fixed. 803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here until 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.